Hello, my name is Vashaina, and today we're joined by Patrick Landman and the author of our newest publication, Are We All Hyperactive? Welcome, Dr. Landman.
Thank you.
Can you briefly describe yourself, introduce what motivated you to write a book exploring the topics of hyperactivity and attention disorders?
Yeah, I'm a French psychiatrist and child psychiatrist too. I'm a psychoanalyst in Paris, France, and I am a chairman of the scientific committee of an association of parents of children with autism disorders. And I was also chairman of an association of psychoanalysts, which is called Espace Analytique.
For an audience that might not be familiar with attention deficit slash hyperactivity disorder, can you describe it?
Yeah, attention deficit disorder is now is level is a level of neural developmental disorder, but before the DSM-5, it was considered as a behavioral disorder. Now it's neural, but the problem, one problem, is that we don't have any biological marker, or we don't have evidence of a brain lesion or brain problem. And but it's only hypothesis. But the new word I would say to call this disorder is neurodevelopmental disorder. The main symptom is a problem of attention. It's not a not a long time ago, there was another disorder who was, I would say, about hyperactivity, and it was with motor problems, with a behavioral disorder. And now we have a shift in from DSM-4, and it's now attention, which is important. It's not I would say hyperactivity. It's only attention, because attention is very important. It's very important for learning. It's very important for working. It's important for all of, and it's a cognitive function, very important. And that's why the shift is, I would say, understandable, because the hyperactivity is rare, and I would say it's, and because the hyperactivity, all the children have hyperactivity. It's very difficult to make a difference in between normal and not normal hyperactivity with children. But attention is easier.
Thank you for that brief definition. Since the disorder was classified in the 80s, we have seen a startling increase in the diagnosis for children, adolescents, and ad adults. What is the cause of such an increase?
I think there are many causes. The first cause is what I say. It's cognitive influence, of science cognitive influence. The second cause is I would say is the pressure on parents for the would say success, to they want their children to be successful in it's at school, to be successful in learning. And there is a very important pressure, and they are afraid that their children will have no success in the society. And there is other reasons in postmodernism. Attention is an economical value. But there is also, I would say, the influence of big pharma. ADHD is supposed to have a treatment, to have a healing. The first treatment is a medication. It's methylphenidate. And big pharma made a lot of, I would say, advertisements, a lot of try to have an influence of on medical doctors, on all the psychiatrists. We have a conflict of interest with big pharma. You know, there is a sentence: when you sell the heel, you will sell the pill. But it's not just the only reason, but it's a reason, important reason.
So overdiagnosis and chemical treatment of ADHD are widespread. What are some of the consequences of this from a psychiatric and psychoanalytic point of view? Are there other approaches to treat the causes of these symptoms?
Yes, I think the consequences is I would say that you have a lot of children who are under medication. And I think a lot of, I don't know exactly the rate, but you have a lot of children who don't need this medication. This medication is I would say, is prescribed because conceal can hide other problems, family problems, social problems, pedagogical problems, and all of these problems don't exist, only exist brain, only the brain. And but it's I would say it's easier for the society to conceal the other problem with I would say with in focusing only on brain problem. But I think it's a mistake, because when you give a medication to a child and you don't take into account the environment, the family environment, the social environment, the medication is useless. It's because we are not only a brain, we are a human being. And human being, and we have to, our environment is very important. And when you have a mental suffering, you cannot reduce this mental suffering only in the brain. But when the symptoms are very which important or very harmful, maybe I'm not dogmatic. I think it's maybe it could be interesting and could be useful to give a medication. But it's not the first I would say treatment. The first treatment is to speak, to make an assess of the environment and to try to change something.
Thank you for that. What impact do you envision your book having on the future of research diagnosis and treatment of attentional disorder?
I don't know, because I think the biological neurocognitive trend is very very up now. It's very important. But I think there is a lot of professionals who are disappointed with this approach, and they want to come back with an approach, I would say, more multidimensional. Okay, the brain, but and also the mind. And I think that the research will be op more opened, not only chemical or biological, but also anthropological and sociological, and that's a new research. And I think ADHD it could not be reduced to a brain disorder. It's a delusional, because the brain is not all of us. It's not possible. It's artificial to say to think that with only the brain we can overcome all the problems, all the social problem, all the pedagogical problem, all the, I would say, the anthropological problems. But it's dangerous. It's dangerous, because we could have a reductionism.
Yeah. So moving on to our last question. What do you hope your readers, particularly those diagnosed with attentional disorders, will take away from your book?
I would like them to I would say to get rid of medication, and to only if they need, because they're suffering, or their disabilities are very very hard to bear. But I think that that's artificial. It's a chemical help. Why not? But I want to say all the people who would say are consumers, that the medication works, but the medication is not a healing. It's you don't have recovery with the medication. The medication could help, but the recovery is with, I would say, the personal recovery is with links, with relationships, with human relationship, and that's my message.
Thank you so
Okay.
much. Yeah, thank you so much for discussing the brilliance behind this publication. Are We All Hyperactive? Is now out through Agincourt Press. You can find it on Amazon as an ebook. Thank you.